Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Pooh Pooh Book by Mark Becerra is a playful, kid-friendly introduction to one of the biggest early childhood milestones, learning what happens in the bathroom and feeling comfortable with toilet time. Positioned as part of the Bewildering Body series, the book uses simple language, light humor, and an upbeat tone to help children understand bodily functions without shame or fear. It is designed to support families during potty training by turning a potentially stressful topic into something normal, approachable, and even funny. Rather than treating poop as taboo, it frames it as a natural part of how the body works and a skill kids can learn step by step. For parents and caregivers, the book offers an easy way to start conversations, build routine, and reduce anxiety around accidents, sounds, smells, and new sensations that can come with using the toilet. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, normalizing bathroom talk without shame, a core value of a potty training-themed children's book like this, is helping kids feel that toilet topics are not scary or embarrassing. Many children pick up discomfort from adult reactions, older siblings, or social cues, and that discomfort can quickly become resistance. The book's friendly approach encourages children to see poop as a normal body output rather than something to hide. By presenting the subject in a playful way, it gives caregivers permission to use clear, simple words and calm explanations instead of euphemisms or nervous laughter. This matters because anxiety often shows up as avoidance, fear of flushing, refusal to sit, or fear of the smell. When a child learns that everyone poops and that the body is simply doing its job, it lowers the emotional temperature around the bathroom. That emotional safety helps children stay curious, cooperative, and more willing to practice, which is ultimately what makes toilet learning stick. Secondly, how the body works in child-friendly terms. Potty training becomes easier when children have a basic mental model of what is happening inside them. The book fits into an educational body-themed series, so it naturally supports the idea that bodily functions can be explained in age-appropriate ways. For young kids, the key is not biology detail but clarity. Food goes in, the body uses what it needs, and what is left comes out as poop. This kind of cause and effect explanation helps children connect sensations in their belly to the idea of using the toilet. It also opens the door for caregivers to talk about signals like pressure, tummy feelings, or the urge to go. Understanding that poop is a normal result of eating and digestion can reduce confusion and frustration when a child cannot control timing perfectly at first. It also supports healthy habits, such as drinking water and eating fiber-rich foods, by linking comfort and regularity to what they do every day. Thirdly, reducing fear of the toilet and building confidence. Many potty training struggles are less about skill and more about fear. Fear of sitting on the toilet, fear of falling in, fear of the flush, or fear of letting poop go. A humorous and gentle book can function like exposure therapy for kids, letting them engage with the topic at a safe distance before doing it in real life. As children laugh and recognize the situation, they often feel braver about trying. The book's light tone helps reframe toilet time from a performance test into a normal routine. That shift is crucial for confidence. Caregivers can use the story as a script for what comes next, walking to the bathroom, sitting, waiting, wiping, flushing, and washing hands. When a child knows the sequence, the experience becomes predictable, and predictability reduces fear. Over time, small successful attempts build the sense of mastery that kids need to progress from occasional tries to consistent, independent bathroom use. Fourthly, creating a consistent potty routine and positive reinforcement. Potty training works best when it is consistent, low pressure, and repeated often enough to become automatic. A short, engaging children's book can become part of the routine itself. Read it before sitting, keep it in the bathroom, or use it as a transition cue from playtime to potty time. The story format helps caregivers reinforce steps without sounding like constant reminders, which many kids resist. It also supports positive reinforcement by keeping the mood upbeat. Instead of focusing on accidents, caregivers can focus on effort, trying, sitting, listening to the body, and cleaning up. A routine built around calm repetition helps children learn timing and builds the habit of checking in with their bodies. The book can also support consistency across caregivers, such as parents, grandparents, and childcare providers, because it provides shared language and expectations. That alignment reduces mixed messages and makes it easier for the child to learn faster. Lastly, supporting parents and caregivers. With simple language, adult confidence is a powerful factor in potty training success. When caregivers feel awkward talking about poop, children sense it and may mirror the discomfort. A straightforward, silly, kid-centered book can help adults find words that are both honest and age-appropriate. It offers an easy entry point to discuss topics like when to go, what happens if you wait too long, and why everyone needs to use the bathroom. It can also help caregivers handle common moments, such as a child examining poop, laughing at sounds, or asking repeated questions. By treating curiosity as normal, caregivers can respond calmly rather than shutting the conversation down. The book can also help set boundaries, like poop stays in the toilet, wiping is part of the process, and hand washing is non-negotiable. In this way, it becomes not just entertainment, but a practical tool for guidance, making the adult role feel more manageable during a phase that can otherwise feel messy and unpredictable. In conclusion, this book is best for toddlers and preschoolers who are starting potty training, resisting the toilet, or feeling embarrassed about bathroom topics, as well as parents and caregivers who want a lighthearted way to talk about poop without turning it into a battle. It can benefit a child's life by reducing anxiety, normalizing body functions, and building confidence through a fun routine that encourages practice and independence. For adults, it offers simple, repeatable language that makes coaching easier and helps keep the mood positive, which is often the difference between progress and power struggles. Compared with many potty training books that focus only on steps or rewards, this one stands out by leaning into humor and body education, making it memorable for kids who need motivation to engage. As a low-cost, reusable tool that can be read again and again, it is a practical purchase for families who want potty learning to feel normal, safe, and even enjoyable. If you would like to support Mark Becerra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.